Well, Libyans are getting prepared to go to the polls on Saturday to elect a national congress. They will choose members of a 200-seat assembly, which will then draw up a new constitution. This is Libya's first election since the ousted former dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Britain's third biggest bank, Barclays, faces a possible downgrade following a rate-fixing scandal. Leading rating agencies have also lowered their outlook for the bank to negative. Barclays has already been ordered to pay over $400 million in fines for its part in a rate-rigging scandal. More job cuts and crisis hit Europe. The continent's biggest carrier, Air France KLM, is planning to lay off over 5,000 people by 2014. Officials say they want to make the carrier profitable again, but union leaders have refused to sign up to the deal. They say the plan is unfair. Deadly clashes between police and protesters in the Chilean capital, Santiago. Police used water cannons to disperse protesters who demanded higher wages. The protest rally was organized by the Confederation of Workers. The organizers had been calling for a national day of strike on Thursday. Air traffic controllers at Argentina's main airports in the capital, Buenos Aires, are on strike. They say there should be an end to dismissals. They are also demanding better working conditions and higher wages. The industrial action has already caused air travel disruptions in the capital. Over 600,000 people are still without electricity 1 week after severe storms hit the U.S. East Coast. Utility firms warn some families in the region may have to live without electricity for the rest of the week. The storm initially left 4 million homes and businesses without power. The Taliban claim they've killed 8 German soldiers in Afghanistan's northern province of Kunduz. Afghan authorities have not yet confirmed the deaths. They say 2 German soldiers were injured in an attack. If the Taliban's claim is true, this brings the number of German deaths in Afghanistan to 53. Violent scenes in Togo after clashes erupt between police and demonstrators in the capital. Activists say they want changes to the constitution because the current version favors the ruling party. Togo has been rocked by a series of violent protests in the past 3 weeks.